For the first time in more than a year and a half, Gaza has a border open to the outside world. But today's reopening of the Rafah crossing with Egypt was limited and comes after a deadly weekend in Gaza. Palestinians say Israeli strikes killed more than 30 people. Israel says it was targeting Hamas reconstituting in Gaza. Here's Nick Schifrin with more.
Tonight, after sunset, a new day for a handful of Palestinians. Ambulances full of the wounded evacuating to Egypt. And dozens of Palestinians returning from Egypt to Gaza, eager to come home. Earlier today, their families waited to welcome displaced relatives. Iman Rashwan hasn't seen her mother and sister for nearly a year.
We have been waiting for it for a long time, and every time it is not true, but this time it was true. I hope that the crossing will open, God willing, not just for 50 sick people to return or leave. God willing, the crossing will open for everyone.
Israel and Egypt say every Palestinian who returns or leaves must be vetted, and so far Israel is blocking any goods from crossing. The lucky few approved to leave, a fraction of the estimated 20,000 Gazans in need of medical care. Like Mohammed Abu Mustafa, whose wounded eyes today were covered by his mother, Raja. The family says an Israeli strike blinded him as he waited for food to fight the family's hunger.
For 2 years, we have been waiting for the crossing to open. And now the Ministry of Health called us, telling us that we will travel to Egypt in order to complete his treatment.
International organizations say only half of Gaza's hospitals and healthcare centers are even partially functional. But today's opening, a key step toward phase two of the ceasefire that calls for Israeli troops to leave Gaza and be replaced by international forces. Hamas to be demilitarized, a step it has so far refused to take, and for Gaza's reconstruction, as envisioned here in a recent U.S. presentation. The Palestinians say the ceasefire is in name only, following a deadly weekend. The Palestinians say killed more than 30. Saturday was the single deadliest day in Gaza in more than 3 months. The strikes hit an apartment building in Gaza City, a Hamas-run police station, and a camp housing the displaced. Israel says Hamas violated the ceasefire the day before and that it targeted Hamas leaders and weapons, storage, and manufacturing sites. Boys mourn their father, and emergency crews tried to identify the badly disfigured.
This is supposed to be a ceasefire, and this happens again. Our capacities are very limited. We need proper machinery, equipment to help us save injured civilians and bring out the martyrs' bodies from under the rubble.
The UN says that 80% of Gaza's buildings are largely rubble. The U.S. hopes that Gaza's future in the next 3 months includes a surge of humanitarian aid and a new rebuilding plan. But until then, the displaced and death are still Gaza's present. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.